Welcome, everyone. Please join me for the October 6th Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no corrections or additions to this agenda, correct?
Yes, correct. No, I have no changes.
All right. Before we get started on the agenda, Trudy and I would very much like to thank everyone who attended our open house this weekend. And we very much want to thank the staff for all the effort they put in. And it was completely the whole team. Everybody did so much work, and we greatly appreciate it. We think our residents greatly appreciate it. We heard the count was about 3 people, and we think that's worthwhile. The more opportunity we get to talk to our residents, the better. I do want to just shout out just a little special thank you to the master of ceremonies who is typing away over there. Yay, Kathleen.
Yay. I loved our new tablecloth. It said My Monclova, and I said, when did you get this? She goes, I planned way ahead.
She's all that. We really appreciate it. We love our open house. With that being said, Trudy, would you like to approve the minutes and the send other bills?
I move to approve bills being presented for a total of $561,542.11 for the attached listing from our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to dispense with the reading of minutes and approve them for September 15th as presented by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. I don't believe any correspondence since this meeting. With that, we have our legal counsel sitting here because we have a public meeting. Am I right? So I
have a hearing.
A public hearing, sorry. Yeah, not public. A public hearing. So I'm going to move to that. The public hearing. I make a motion to close the general session and move to a public hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. With that, I would ask Eric Wagner, our zoning administrator, to share information related to 8830 Maumee Western Road.
Sure. So this is an older home. It's approximately 100 years old, or maybe a little bit more. It's over on Maumee Western on the north side of the road, west of Albin, probably about a mile, maybe a little less than a mile. And the house is just in very poor condition. It's abandoned. Nobody lives there. Nobody's lived there for a very long time. It doesn't have a driveway anymore. And the road is caving in, and that's the main concern about the house. And so back in June, the fire chief and I did a joint inspection of the property back in early June, and we determined it wasn't secure, it wasn't structurally sound. The roof is literally open in the center. And so back in June, back on the, what would that be, June, the Board of Trustees declared the property a nuisance and started the process for nuisance abatement. And as part of that process, lien holders were notified, proper notices were given out. And over the course of summer, the only things that have occurred on the property are the front and back door have been secured, but the roof is still wide open. You could literally jump into the house from the side of the house. Plus, the basement cellar is wide open. It's kind of separate from the house, and you could walk in there if you want. And there's also an outbuilding, which is in the back of the house, which is wide open as well. And I actually went out there today and got fresh pictures. The only other updates I have are the property was cut a few weeks ago, so it looks a little bit nicer. And the property currently is listed for sale.
And you need us to take action tonight?
Yeah, basically the next step would be giving me the green light to be able to start looking at options for tearing the house down and the outbuilding. And I've also had some discussion with the land bank, and there it sounds like there could be some reimbursement funds for some of those costs.
I think my next job in this public hearing is to ask if there are, if is a lien holder or property owner here to represent 8830 Maumee Western Road. Okay, I see none. I see none. So I think that we're done with public testimony in this public hearing, and Trudy and I need to make a decision about moving forward. You are have our resolution?
I do. Yeah.
But we want to ensure that all were covered.
Because by statute, when we're talking about addressing the security of a building, particularly, this isn't just cutting down weeds we're talking. So this could be the issue of a taking of property, and that's why the property owner and lien holders get this additional hearing.
Okay.
Beyond, again, if we're just abating a nuisance of weeds, this is why we need this hearing for them to step forward and tell us they had a different plan, if they had, they're going to abate it in a reasonable amount of time, and having not come forth with any testimony or any offer, the trustees can move forward now.
So we've given the record that they can come in and say what they needed to say concerning the property. So since nobody has shown up, then it's up to the trustees at this point to continue with this?
Yes.
Right. I see that we've been on a plan since June. It's 3 months later. You've been in contact with the property holder.
I have.
You knew she knew of this meeting. And as we're discussing the safety issue, our next step would be tearing down the building.
That's correct.
Which would cost X amount of dollars, and that X amount of dollars you insinuated may be, there may be assistance from the land bank?
I've been talking to the land bank, and it sounds like we could get some assistance. But I'm going to talk to them again after tonight's meeting.
But the rest, whatever is left, would be put on the tax, property taxes of that home.
If that assistance didn't cover all the costs, yeah, then it would go on the property taxes as a lien.
We're not taking property, but we are taking the home because we're tearing
it
down. Yes.
It's not taking ownership.
Right. So someone may want this property. You said it was listed. Someone may want this property, and the house not being on it could be an advantage to the seller.
That would be a huge advantage if it was just a clean piece of property. Yeah.
Right. So I see no issue with you moving forward. We've already given you a resolution to do that. Do we need more formal action than that?
No.
Trudy, are you good with?
I'm good. Okay. We've been talking about this for almost 3.5-4 months.
Okay,
I'll move forward.
With that, I close the public. I adjourn the public hearing. I close the public hearing and return to the general session.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. That takes us to you. Don, feel free to go about your evening. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for being here and making sure we ran that effectively. That takes us to the fiscal officer's report. That is you, Gavin Pike.
All right. Well, as I have, we, on correspondence, we didn't have correspondence that came in time to make this meeting.
Okay.
So we received some over the weekend, but the package is already loaded on that just in case.
It will be in our next meeting.
It'll be in our next meeting from that standpoint. I just have to move some funds around. As you'll see, we wrote a check today in regards to insurance reimbursement or refund that we held, and I didn't pay
put it in appropriations because it's the first time we've ever done it and got the money last year. So I just need to move that appropriation.
I move to approve the relocation of appropriations within the same fund as follows. Account 2191-760-720-0000 from the account named building in the amount of $51,633.45 into account number 2191-2200-599-0000 account name other expense.
Same amount.
$51,633.45.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Only other thing, we did finally get a draft of our audit. It'll probably be released in the next couple weeks from that standpoint, so maybe at the next meeting I'll talk about it once it's fully. And then we are receiving, you know, through the process of the fire station model, we receive a couple of qualifications back. So we're continuing to go through that process. And then we did, she puts it in automatically, then I forget. My report, but it's not my report. Yeah. So we received our second quarter JBD report, or revenue from White House. And our portion of that check was $206,000. That's it.
Any questions for
him? I have no questions.
Great. That takes us past old business because we don't have any, into new business, and our zoning commissioners need reappointed. Do you want to talk? I can surely talk about it. Keith Tratine is in his first full term. Keith Tratine, before joining our zoning commission, was a board of trustee member. So I having his experience board, and I'm understanding he's interested in us in a second term. Our alternate is a yearly process, and Mark Trimble was just appointed to that. Mark lives at the quarry and is a longtime resident, and he is eligible and interested. I would be happy if we did both those people. How are you feeling?
I'm okay with both of these. I think Keith comes with a lot of experience to be sitting on the zoning board. Like you said, he was a previous trustee, so he's been around knowing what's going on in Monclova Township. And as far as Mark Trimbley, his term expires October 14th, but they're both willing to serve again, which does say a lot, that they will go ahead and that they're expressing that they would like to continue serving. So I have no problem.
Do you want to make the motion?
Sure. I move to appoint Keith Trendon to the Monclova Township Zoning Commission as a regular member, full term commencing on October 13th and ending on October 14th, 2020.
30. Wow. Thank you, Keith. I'll second that.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
It's Trimble.
Trimble. Sorry. Okay. Move to appoint T. Mark Trimble as an alternative member on the Monclova Township Zoning Commission, term commencing October 13th and ending October 14th, 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yeah. Yes.
I've had the opportunity to talk to lots of residents, and I just want to remind people, as they may be watching this, that on our website is an opportunity to sign up if you're interested in serving on the BZA, on a JEDS board, on the Zoning Commission. We're talking about starting a little Parks Commission or committee so that we can add some equipment out at Keener Road. So if you're interested in participating in your local government, there is an application on our website. Okay, that was me talking too much. Township Administrator's Report. Woo, woo. Oh, wait, I missed Fire Chief's Report. How did that make the agenda? Oops.
Fire Department Report on number 9.
That's Township Administrator's report.
I've got nine, Sam.
It was a late ad.
Okay. Sorry, it's me. It's me. It's me.
Fire department.
Fire department. That's why it's not on the agenda.
I thought, whoa, you and I are on the same page here?
He typically would not have.
Right. Why is this not the...
It's unusual unless I have
really
a unless you.
Unless he has, yes.
Please go. It's
business.
So exciting. It's great news. Congratulations. Good work.
I'm presenting to you for your approval both the fiscal year 2024 Assistant to Firefighter Grant, AFG grant from FEMA. It's one of the DHS grants that they put out for. We received the 2023 staffing grant from FEMA, and we had put in for the AFG in 2023 as well, but did not get selected for it. So this was a resubmission that we had with our grant writing team, Gatchel Grant Resources. And we received the approval for replacement grade of all of our self-contained breathing apparatus equipment. So it will be a 5% match that the township has to put into it of the grant. Not a match, I'm sorry, 5% of the federal funds. So there's just under $14,000 that we have to pay. And then the total grant package is listed here. So the grant amount is $271,707.61 in federal funding. Our 5% contribution is $13,585.39 for a total bid on the project of $285,223. And that will get us replacement upgraded SCBAs for every riding position on our apparatus. It also includes updates to our RID equipment, which is our rapid intervention team equipment. So when there's a firefighter that needs to be rescued, we have some of the SCBA equipment to take in and either refill their air bottles or put them on a new air source. It gives us a face piece for each individual employee on the department that they have their own to maintain, and we don't have any sharing of face piece. And the new platform form for MSA, their G1, is all self-contained batteries, no more replaceable batteries with them, so they're rechargeable. So there's some battery chargers, extra batteries, and the equipment to keep them all running. So I'm just asking for the board to accept the grant, and we will start working on moving forward with the supplier and the grant resource people to implement grant purchasing.
Questions?
I move to approve the fire to accept the FY 2024 Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Assistance to Firefighters Grant Award, EMW-2024-FG-01961.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion, Bickering.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Nice job.
Congratulations again. You. Thanks to our grant writing team. All good. That takes us to the Township Administrator's report, number 9 on my agenda, but number 10 on the real agenda.
Got a couple items. First item, cybersecurity. On July 7th, I pointed out that in the June 25th legislative update from OTA, they announced upcoming cybersecurity requirements included in House Bill 96. And since then, we've received additional information. On September 22nd, the OTA provided additional information, including a sample policy and sample resolution template. Ohio Revised Code 9.64, which became effective September 30th, requires us to have a cybersecurity policy.
Do you want to just review that policy that you use the template from?
Sure.
You know, this is an unfunded mandate, but it's kind of an important mandate day for the less.
It is, and I had our IT
team look at it?
Provider take a look at it, and he said it was a good policy.
It was reasonable.
And there are a couple things that we're going to have to implement to be in compliance. But it establishes a framework for protecting the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of Monclova Township's information systems, data, technology sources, etc. And it covers computers, servers, mobile devices, cloud services, hosted application networks and telecommunication systems, sensitive and confidential data. It establishes baseline cybersecurity practices, provides for ongoing cybersecurity awareness training. All employees are required to have training, including the trustees. Preparing for detection, response, and recovery from incidents. Reviewing and updating policies annually. We have to review it annually so it stays up to date. Technology changes. So the Board of Trustees has to approve the policy. The Township Administrator oversees policy implementation, coordinates it with IT providers and legal counsel, and Dawn has looked at this as well and put her blessing on it. It covers our IT provider, employees, users, access control, network and system security, data protection, and then there's an incident response, what we have to do in the event that there would be a cybersecurity breach.
And though we have time to implement this policy, if there's a cybersecurity breach, we need to inform them as of September 30th.
Correct.
So don't click on any phishing emails, guys. I assume we'll be tested and things like that. Like you have a whole lot to enact between now and the end of June.
We have until June 30th, 2026, for all of our technical and training requirements to be completed. So we've got time, but we're going to have to be busy.
Are you giving it to the IT team to implement? Can we expect them?
We implement it. Now, there are a couple things he has to do.
TrioTech.
Right. TrioTech.
Who manages a lot of our servers and our computer systems. So we have to have a lot of faith in TrioTech to make sure they have the walls and firewalls in place that all of this doesn't even come into our system.
Precisely.
Right.
Precisely. There are requirements on them. And you know, they're as much a part of this as we are. So.
Yes.
Got a lot of work to do between now and June 30th, but it will be not only TrioTech, but ourselves as well. So,
well, you do hear all the time of different townships and things like this. Lucas County and those guys ended up into certain trouble stuff from fraud and things like this. So it's a work, but I think it's a major for protecting team chips and elected officials and everything like that by doing the training ahead of time so we know what to expect and absorb. I move to approve resolution 1006205-01 adopting a cybersecurity policy pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 9.64.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Thank you.
What else do you have?
Well, I've got prepared a calendar with our 2026 meeting schedule.
Oh, yeah.
The same. Move to approve the 2026 Board of Trustees meeting schedule as submitted by the administrator.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
For the past 22 years, we've distributed gift cards to township employees, zoning commission, and BZA members, JEDZ and JEDD boards, just as a token of appreciation prior to the holiday season. And so I'm asking for authorization to continue program.
I think it's a great program. Many of these people go above and beyond. Some are volunteers. I'm happy to provide them a thank you from the township.
I move to authorize $7,040 for the purchase of 64 $100 Churchill gift cards and 16 $40 Churchill gift cards for distribution to township employees and appointees as an appreciation gesture.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And since 2010, the trustees provided a holiday luncheon for employees, as well as serving and BZA members. So if you have a mind to continue that.
I think you've invited Jeds and...
Yes.
It's all those boards.
Yep.
It's a great little lunch.
Generally very well attended.
I move to authorize the administrator to organize a holiday luncheon for township employees and appointees.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And the rest of my memo is information. Our brine cost this year is going to go down a little bit from last year. Apparently, the price of salt went a little bit. Unless there are any questions.
I thought the connectivity report that you will be discussing soon was great news. I think we should highlight the Swan Creek watershed maintenance program as often as possible because so many of our residents have a ditch somewhere they don't even know affects their little world.
Right.
And that program is going to help make sure all our waterway they get clean water to the Maumee River and to Lake Erie.
Rajesh, or however you pronounce his name, from Timacog is going to be meeting here with me on Friday to talk about the connectivity.
Great.
And
we'll look forward to that.
Map.
That leaves us with questions related to the agenda. Does anyone in the... We have audience members, which is exciting. Any other question related to the agenda? Thank you to the open house. Appreciate that. I have two open house attendees in the audience. It's very exciting. Were you there too? Three? How exciting.
Did you come
did
in
you
and
see
us?
Did you see the jaws of
life?
Busy.
I was.
I can
did
vouch
you see,
for him.
Did you see the jaws of life, or did you just pet the baby pigs?
I wouldn't pet pigs. No, I saw their impressive demonstration.
Okay. I got to feed the pig. I was very excited.
We'd like to thank the individuals who brought in the miniature ponies and the miniature goats. Those were so cute. And the farm out in Montclover brought in two little piglets. And when I took them off, I said, are we allowed to feed them, or do they bite? He says, no, they're
kind of licked.
Yeah, kind of licked your hand. So that was good.
Sorry, I was excited about that. Did you have a nice time?
Sure.
It wasn't that good.
Did you pet a snake?
No, I didn't know there was a snake.
Yeah, there was a snake here.
Okay, any questions before I close
the
meeting? Great, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
You always look for that third, you know?